The drought continues to deepen in South Dakota, and then we're in the second year there, and there are many places in the country where they're in the second, moving into the third year of the drought. I just watched one of the forecasters today talk about the triple dip La Nina that we're going to be having, which is going to lead to drier conditions across the country that are going to continue to challenge our producers. And it's unfortunate that the dry conditions are forcing producers to make some challenging choices with regard to their base cow herd or livestock herd, as the prices are finally getting to a point where there's some profitability in it for the long haul. So we're going to do the best that we can at the agency to try to provide some tools to the producers to help them keep that livestock herd together. You know, we've made some changes to our livestock indemnity program to better suit producers in times of blizzard or other adverse weather impacts, and also made changes to the ELAP program to help producers mitigate some of the cost of moving feed or moving cows to feed. So we're really excited about being able to help with that, and interested to hear from the countryside how those tools are working out so that we can make adjustments as we go along.